Get Andy's forecast 24/7 at KRDO.com. All right, let's switch gears. We're talking about student loan forgiveness, up to $10,000 being talked about. Andrew Pintus is joining us right now. He's a certified student loan counselor and student debt expert. And Andrew, it's Dan Koschel here in Colorado Springs. Thanks for joining us on this very busy Friday afternoon right before Memorial Day.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate your time very much. All right, so let's lay it on the line right now. What is the latest in talks or discussions about student loan forgiveness?
Yes, so you probably saw that the Biden administration left student loan forgiveness out of its proposal for the budget. That's actually not altogether surprising because Biden himself has said that he's considering student loan forgiveness via executive order, which would bypass Congress altogether. Congress obviously controls the purse strings, decides where money is spent and how. Biden has continued to say he supports that $10,000 worth of federal student loan forgiveness per borrower. But again, it's anybody's guess whether that will come to fruition.
So as we talk about it, and when you look at that kind of debt, you know, lots of people have over $10,000, but I'm sure if this actually comes through, $10,000 off your student loan, that would be a hefty amount for any struggling student. Don't you agree?
Oh, yes. It would be hugely beneficial. And we can look at Colorado specifically as an example. There are about 800,000 student loan borrowers in the state. And if Biden or Congress were to forgive $10,000 worth of student loans per borrower, that would erase education debt overnight for 31% of Colorado's borrowers. So if you did have that monthly payment of, say, $200 or $300, that could disappear overnight. You could obviously use that money towards maybe higher priority personal financial goals.
Now, how would this work? So let's say he signs the executive order. Would it be sort of, is there any indication of how the process would work? Would it just be one day the student would, sort of wake up and look at their account and go, oh, $10,000 off the books?
Yes, it'd be very nice if it was that simple. Of course, I think based on all of our experience watching the federal government do its work, I know we're all skeptical that it would actually transpire in that fashion. I think our best guess is that if Biden himself would decide to go forward with this, you can absolutely expect immediate disagreement from conservative lawmakers who would very likely challenge his executive order in the court system, essentially arguing that the president would be overstepping his power in doing this. So certainly if you're a student loan borrower out there and you're really counting on this $10,000 of student loan forgiveness coming down the pike, definitely keep that in mind, that your balance probably would not be forgiven overnight given all the disagreement in Washington.
And when you look at the student loan mountain, how big is it right now across the country and in Colorado from just a pure amount of money that we're looking at that students borrowed and borrowed and borrowed and keep borrowing?
Yeah, it's a great question. Right now, we're facing what many are calling a student debt crisis, and that's simply because those numbers are so huge. In the nation as a whole, we have about $1.7 trillion worth of outstanding education debt. The vast majority of that money is owed to the federal government in the form of federal student loans. Colorado specifically, the average balance for borrowers is about $35,000. That's a huge amount, and that could equate again to that monthly payment of $200 to $300. Where, pandemic or not, that can be a hard amount to swallow for many families who have other financial obligations. So certainly, this is decades in the making of how we got here, and student loan forgiveness, as great as it may sound, isn't going to completely solve the problem.
Yeah, no doubt. But $10,000 would definitely go a long way of helping some people that may not be able to afford, even though at the time of them taking the loan out, they thought they could afford it. But reality sets in, life changes, and then they don't have the opportunity to pay it back as fast. And we'll have to wait and see. Still, that number, 31% of Colorado borrowers would have their student debts their portfolios completely eliminated. 31% of Colorado borrowers eliminated if President Biden would go through with this. What's the next step that we should be that people who are interested in this story should be looking for over the timeline that we're looking at?
Yeah, so the best thing you keep in mind is that right now, for the vast majority of federal student loan borrowers, monthly payments are on pause, and they have been on pause since March 2020 due to the pandemic. That suspension is due to expire on October 1st, however. So the expectation, in my eyes, is that if the Biden administration does decide to move forward with any amount of student loan forgiveness, it's likely to occur closer to that October 1st deadline, because essentially that's when millions of federal loan borrowers will have to begin resuming their payments. And obviously they're not going to be too happy about that. And, a big dose of forgiveness would be a nice way to cushion that blow.
Yeah, no doubt. The great information, Andrew. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it. How can people get more information about this or anything else that your organization, Student Loan Heroes, does for everybody?
Yeah, thank you for asking. The best step that you can take if you do have outstanding federal student loan debt is to contact your federal student loan servicer and really make sure you're up to date on all your options in terms of repayment. If you're not sure how to find your servicer, you can log on to studentaid.gov and make sure you can view all your loans there. Unfortunately, the government's not known for being especially customer service centric. So if you don't feel like you're getting the answers that you need, or you just want objective free advice, definitely check out studentloanhero.com. We have a blog, we have content, calculators, and tools where you can get your questions answered very easily.
Okay, I'm almost positive this isn't going to be the only time that you're going to be on. So a lot of people are asking that question on both sides of the aisle. So we'll continue to follow it. Andrew, thanks for the time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
It is our pleasure. Sports coming up. The Rockies rained out in Pittsburgh, and much more straight ahead. This is KRDO News Radio.